The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
What is false doctrine? Doctrine is a set of ideas or beliefs that are taught and believed to be true. Biblical doctrine refers to teachings that align with the revealed Word of God, the Bible. False doctrine is any idea that adds to, takes away from, contradicts, or nullifies the doctrine given in God's Word. For example, any teaching about Jesus that denies His virgin birth is a false doctrine because it contradicts the clear teaching of Scripture. As early as the 1st century A.D., false doctrine was already infiltrating the church, and many of the letters in the New Testament were written to address those errors. Paul exhorted his protege, Timothy, to guard against those who were peddling heresies and confusing the flock. If anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with a doctrine conforming to godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing. 1 Timothy 6, verses 3 and 4. As followers of Christ, we have no excuse for remaining ignorant of theology because we have the whole counsel of God. Acts 20, verse 27. The Bible is complete. As we study to show ourselves approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:15, we are less likely to be taken in by smooth talkers and false prophets. When we know God's Word, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. Ephesians 4, verse 14. It is important to point out the difference between false doctrine and denominational disagreements. Different congregational groups see secondary issues in Scripture differently. These differences are not always due to false doctrine on anybody's part. Church policies, governmental decisions, style of worship, etc., are all open for discussion, since they are not directly addressed in Scripture. Even those issues that are addressed in Scripture are often debated by equally sincere disciples of Christ. Differences in interpretation or practice do not necessarily qualify as false doctrine, nor should they divide the body of Christ. False doctrine is that which opposes some fundamental truth or that which is necessary for salvation. Here are some examples of false doctrine. The erasing of hell. The Bible describes hell as a real place of eternal torment, the destination for every unregenerate soul. A denial of hell directly contradicts Jesus' own words and is therefore a false doctrine. The idea that there are many paths to God. This philosophy has become popular recently under the guise of tolerance. This false doctrine claims that since God is love, He will accept any religious effort as long as the practitioner is sincere. Such relativism flies in the face of the entire Bible and effectively eliminates any need for the Son of God to take on flesh and be crucified for us. It also contradicts Jesus' direct words that He is the only way to God. Any teaching that redefines the person of Jesus Christ. Doctrine that denies the deity of Christ, the virgin birth, His sinless nature, His actual death, or His physical resurrection is false doctrine. A group's errant Christology readily identifies it as a sect or cult that may claim to be Christian but is actually teaching false doctrine. Even many mainline denominations have begun the rapid slide into apostasy by declaring that they no longer hold to a literal interpretation of Scripture or the deity of Christ. 1 John 4, verses 1 through 3 makes it clear that a denial of biblical Christology is antichrist. Jesus described false teachers within the church as wolves in sheep's clothing, Matthew 7, 15. Teaching that adds human religious works to Christ's finished work on the cross as necessary ingredients for salvation. This teaching may pay lip service to salvation by faith alone, but insists that a religious ritual, such as water baptism, is salvific. Some groups even legislate hairstyles, clothing options, and food consumption. Hebrews 11, verse 6 warns against attempts to mix grace with works. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 says we are saved by the grace of God through faith, and nothing we do can add or take away from it. Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9 pronounces a curse on anyone who changes the good news of salvation by grace. The teaching that presents grace as a license to sin. Sometimes it's called easy believism. This false doctrine implies that all one must do for right standing with God is to believe the facts about Jesus, pray a prayer at some point, and then resume control of one's life with the assurance of heaven at the end. Paul dealt with this thinking in Romans chapter 6. In Matthew 7 verses 21 through 23, Jesus warned those who adopt this doctrine that they do not know Him at all, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 states that those who are in Christ become new creatures. That transformation, in response to a believer's faith in Christ, changes the outward behaviors. To know and love Christ is to obey Him. Satan has been confusing and perverting the Word of God since the Garden of Eden. False teachers, the servants of Satan, try to appear as servants of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 15, but they will be known by their fruits. A charlatan promoting false doctrine will show signs of pride, greed, and rebellion, and will often promote or engage in sexual immorality. We are wise to recognize how vulnerable we are to heresy and make it our habit to do as the Bereans did in Acts 17 verse 11. They examined the Scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. When we make it our goal to follow the lead of the first church, we will go far in avoiding the pitfalls of false doctrine. Acts 2 verse 42 says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer." Such devotion will protect us and ensure that we are on the path that Jesus set for us.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.